The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Let's take the first 10 minutes or so in doing our best to make peace with the experience of embodiment. Breathing in, sensitive, intimate with the body just as it is. Breathing out, intimate, sensitive to the body just as it is. Keeping this experience of embodiment in view, in mind, as you breathe in and out, making the effort of not forgetting. And it's not the thought about the body or thoughts about the sensations, but rather the direct experiencing of the breath going in and out and the direct experiencing of the other predominant sensations of the body now, moment by moment. What would it be to rest in this immediacy of sensation coming and going? The aliveness of sensation. And is it possible to soften? Is it possible to be aware without fear? Without needing to control or even needing to define the experience of the body now? But instead, just allowing that flow of sensation. Pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, whatever it is. Just allowing it to do what it's already doing, which is moving, flowing, changing. cultivating this healthy relationship, healing the relationship of the knowing mind in this movement, this flow of sensation that is the body. So not neglecting this flow of sensation, but also not trying to get anything from it, just allowing it to move, which is what its nature is. Offering no defense, no friction. And what would it be not to be expecting anything from the body, from the experience of the body? So remembering that the theme or the primary object of meditation tonight is the flow of sensation. It's not so much about knowing a particular sensation, but knowing that whatever sensations are being felt, knowing the movement of those sensations, that they're in motion, flowing, changing, not fixed. Not really ground in the way that we might superficially expect the body to be some solid ground. So whether feeling the body as a whole, or feeling the movement of the breath in the body, or feeling painful sensations somewhere in the body, tuning in to the changing nature of sensation. Trusting, resting, relaxing into the change, the flow. And if ever the body appears to be solid or fixed in some way, then bring a real curiosity and open, fresh attention. Relax into the reality of the sensations and just see them in a new light if you can. What is the nature of these sensations? course, it's not about controlling the body. Just a simple, pure wish to see clearly, to understand deeply the way it is. And be particularly aware of any mental images which can confuse the mind, because a mental image of the body may have the appearance of being stable and set or fixed in some way, in a way that the actual sensations of the body in the moment are not fixed or set, but are rather are experienced as a flow, a movement. We're keeping this particular theme in mind, tuning in to the direct experiencing of sensation, and in particular, tuning into the changing nature of sensation, the non-fixed nature of sensation. And then whenever it feels, the body feels fixed, set, solid, then we bring a curiosity, a more simple, careful, fresh attention. We'll take the last 10 minutes and we'll reflect on the five remembrances that we chanted last week, taking a couple minutes for each one. So I'll say it out loud, but then for a couple minutes, just repeat it in your own mind to keep the theme fresh. It's like you're dropping the thought into the space of the mind and noticing the effect of that thought. And then you may need to drop it in again, maybe 3 or 4 times in each 2-minute period. So the first reflection the Buddha suggests that we bring to mind every day: I'm of the nature to grow old. There's no way to escape growing old. So repeat that in your mind. And let the thoughts that arise, arise. Seeing them, understanding, and then drop the statement in again. I'm of the nature to grow old. There is no way to escape growing old. And for a few more times, just repeat the phrase and notice the effect on the mind. Connect with the meaning each time. So whatever safety or security we derive because of this body, we remember that this body is of the nature to grow old. There's no escaping this aging body. The second reflection: I'm of the nature to have ill health, to become sick. There's no way to escape ill health. I'm of the nature to experience ill health, sickness. There's no way to escape ill health. So for a couple of minutes, just drop that thought into the mind, into the space of the mind, the heart. Notice any effect. No matter how much we try or how competent we are in taking care of the body, we are all vulnerable to illness. There's really no escaping the body's vulnerability to illness. So we take it in and notice what effect it has in the mind stream. There's no escaping illness. Minor insults like a head cold, more substantial bodily problems. There's no escaping illness. The third reflection, I'm of the nature to die. There is no way to escape death. So it's not about being dramatic, just dropping these simple truths into the mind and notice the effect. Not only are we of the nature to die, but with each breath in and out, we're one breath closer to our last breath. And of course, we don't know when that will be. And this is just the way it is. And the fourth reflection, all that is dear to me and everyone I love are of the nature to change. There is no way to escape being separated from them. All that is dear to me and everything I love, everyone I love, are of the nature to change. There is no way to escape being separated from them. So feel free to change the words, of course, and keep dropping this reflection into the mind stream, noticing the effect. Everything that's dear to us will be taken. We cannot escape being separated from what we care about. And the last reflection, my actions are my only true belonging. I cannot escape the consequences of my actions. My actions are the ground upon which I stand. So with this reflection, we're understanding that much has already been set in motion due to our thoughts, our words, our actions. In fact, the way it is this moment for us, each of us, it's really arising out of our past actions. whatever's been set in motion in this heart, in this mind, will be received. There's no escaping the very simple law of cause and effect. What has been set in motion will express itself, is expressing itself. I am the owner of all of my intentional actions. I am the heir to what has been set in motion.